You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
I know it's been a long, hard year, and I know our hearts are changing, it's clear. Finish. this day at last. Soon our love will be.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Legends in Pulaski, Tennessee. Right now I have with me Corey Lane. I heard Corey for the very first time on WLX, which is located in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. The Mark White Show used to air on WLX before COVID hit, and then that changed. But I was listening to WLX, heard Corey Lane singing Let's Take Tonight, and I was interested in being able to talk to him, and today we're doing it. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Corey Lane.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you. Where are you from, buddy?
I'm from a little town called South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. I live there growing up most of my life, you know, and then I had to make a change, ended up moving to Nashville, and I've lived all over though since then. So touring with, you know, different artists and stuff like that. We would have bases, you know, all around the country. So I've been all over the country living, you know what I mean, just kind of like a rambling man.
Well, I'm familiar with South Pittsburgh because we would go through South Pittsburgh to get to Chattanooga.
Oh yeah,
for
yeah.
us from coming from the Huntsville area.
Yep, actually we weren't too far from Huntsville. If we wanted to go have a good, you know, a good night, we'd go to Huntsville or Chattanooga, one of the two. But South Pittsburgh has the Cornbread Festival.
Yes, and Lodge.
Yes,
the Cast Iron.
Oh yeah,
big time.
Yeah, when I was on Mike Huckabee, he said, "I like you, man, because you know how to eat cornbread." And I said, "Well, I was raised in the home of cast iron skillets." So.
I love using cast iron myself.
Oh, yeah.
And so I told my wife a couple of years ago I wanted to enter that cornbread contest.
Yeah.
They don't just do regular cornbread, though. You got to come up with something tricky, something funny, like chocolate cornbread or something that's different to win that competition, I think.
The cornbread salad's the best thing I've ever had.
Okay.
And people, they wouldn't think so, but I mean, it's layers. It's like something, then cornbread, then beans, then relish, or not relish, but chow chow. Man, it's some of the best food I've ever had in my life.
Where are you living now, Corey?
Well, we're over here in the Pulaski area. We were in Columbia today, but we're here in the Pulaski area now.
You mentioned being on Huckabee.
Yeah.
My friend Hoyt Tidwell
okay.
has been on Huckabee too.
Uh-huh.
Well-known cook around here.
Right. Yeah.
One of my buddies.
That guy's one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life, man. He brought me in, and you know, a lot of people gave me flack for having tattoos on his show. And the last time I talked to him, I said, "Man, the next time I come on your show, I'm coming in a sleeveless shirt." And he said, come on. I'm a pastor's son that went rogue and then came back. You know what I mean? So I always tell people I'm a temple with stained glass windows. You know?
Well, my granddad was a preacher,
yeah.
and I was raised by my granddad, so we have similar
upbringing cool. yeah.
growing up in Birmingham area. And you took the path of music, which I was taking. When I was a teenager, I was singing around different places, too, and that was my hope, was to be able to sing. And I told a buddy the other day down at above the garage studio in Winfield, Alabama, that I did end up using my voice. It's just a different way.
Yeah.
You know, you took off with singing. I decided let's recognize some difference makers through this show, and
right.
so we're still using our voices.
That's awesome, man. Now, we music, I won a worldwide singing competition, and that's when I knew I wanted to sing. I was a teenager, and when I won a full ride scholarship to Lee, but then I took a horrible path in life, man. I didn't go. I ended up being on drugs, and I've been sober for 8 years now. And you know, it's just been a long journey when it comes to all that. But people just didn't understand the pressure that we were under being a pastor's kid. I mean, it was a lot of pressure. You had to live up to certain expectations.
Yes, sir.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But when, like with me, you know, I love Jesus with all my heart. And I tell this to everybody, any show I'm ever on, I talk about God, but because he's number one in my life. And if it wouldn't have been for him, I wouldn't be here right now. I wouldn't be sober 8 years. I mean, I went through a windshield, crushed my face, you know, should be dead right now, 17 times dead, you know. And I'm glad that I was raised that way, because if I wouldn't have been, then I wouldn't be here, you know, today. I would have ended up dying for sure.
How'd you get sober, Corey?
I got tired. I got sick and tired of it. And, you know, I had a record deal, and I'm not going to say who it was with, but I had a record deal, and I was doing a lot of good things, you know, I thought. And then when I went through that windshield, I blacked out at the wheel, and I saw my life flash before my eyes for the last time. I was like, I'm done with it. And so I decided to get clean, and I after I got out of the hospital, I mean, you can barely see the scars now, but before they were all the way through. And I said, well, I'm going to have to check in somewhere. And I did, and I left for a year. I said, forget music, forget everything. I need to get clean so that I can be a better man, a better person. So, and I put that behind every song I do. Now, you know, a lot of people are like, well, you do country music. Well, I love country music. That's what I was raised on.
Me too.
And if you listen to some of the songs, I Saw the Light, that was Hank Sr., you know, and Why Me, Lord, Kris Kristofferson. There's so many of them that are in the church. So, you know, we all have that country root. And, I mean, we're singing it in church, you know what I mean? So, life had to change for me. If it wouldn't have changed, I'd be dead.
And, sure. Corey, you realize that most likely there's someone listening right now who's battling addiction.
Well,
they're going through what you've experienced.
I was a hopeless case to other people, but to God I wasn't. And, you know, knowing that, there's hope. There's hope for whoever's out there who's dealing with it. And I want to encourage them, you know, if you're dealing with something today and it's drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, you know, all you have to do is take that step. You take that step, and that one step could change your life in the best way possible forever. I'm married to a beautiful woman now. I have a relationship with my child. You know, it's things change when you decide to change. Now, things ain't going to change if you don't decide, though, because doing things over and over the same way, that's the definition of insanity. You know,
heard that many times.
And I mean, it's so true. And I thought it was a cliche, but it's the truth. And I just got tired, man. And if you get tired of doing what you're doing, I mean, there's nothing but uphill from there. You know, I've hit rock bottom, man. It's not a good place to be.
What I like about you, Corey, is your real life message that you put through your music. And you worked with Jennifer Celeste Dawson,
yeah,
as a co-writer,
yeah,
of the song Let's Take Tonight.
Yeah.
It's a relationship song, a breakup song.
It's
a true painful
story.
Song.
It's a true story.
Tell us about it.
Well, I was married in those addiction years, and my wife at the time, I found out she'd been, you know, having affairs and stuff like that. And I was just stupid, man. I shouldn't have been in a relationship anyway, because I was messed up myself. And I don't blame anybody for being the way they were. But that's exactly what I told my ex-wife. I got clean. I was already starting my road to sobriety and everything like that. And I just sat her down one night, and we wrote a song together that was called Cold December. And I knew it was over when we wrote that song together, because we were talking about it's cold with you being here, you know. And so me and Jennifer's actually my stepmother, and we ended up writing Let's Take Tonight. And I just said I wanted it to sound like there was a man in a room looking at a woman, telling her. But it could be a woman to a man, too. It's relatable. But it's a song about my divorce. And, yeah, it's a tearjerker. Punches you in the gut.
Sure does. And sadly, a lot of people have gone through that experience.
Yeah.
My parents, they divorced when I was about 6 years old. That's why my grandparents took me in, thankfully. Mm. You know, I had that path of my grandparents raising me, and they instilled some good values in me.
Yeah.
Those things, even when we go through the dark times, or we're doing things that we're not supposed to, those values do come out.
Yeah.
In our mind, we're thinking, okay, my granddad said, if you behave this way,
yeah,
this is the result. And you think about that a lot. You know, my dad was an example on the other end, because he had a lot of addictions.
Right.
He had a lot of struggles.
Right.
And it was almost like a reverse of father-son role, that I was like the father and he was like the son at times,
yeah,
trying to guide him and help him, because I loved my dad and I wanted him to be able to overcome whatever challenge he had and be successful at whatever he wanted to do. And he was,
yeah,
a hard worker, but he had some demons,
yeah,
and he fought those demons up until his last at 58 years old when he passed of cancer.
Man, you know, I'll say this. This is when I knew, and it's very quick. When I got out of rehab, I ended up going to jail for the first time I ever been to jail, you know. And I went to jail in my hometown, which was terrible because everybody knew who I was. And they knew I was a singer. They knew, you know. But when I got in there, I told God, I was like, God, I'm in jail. I just got out of rehab. When you don't pay things, child support, stuff like that, you end up going to jail after a year. But it turned into a really good story because I got in there and I said, God, I give up. I'm done. I've said that so many times, but I looked at the ground and there was a Bible on my jail, in my jail cell, on the floor. And I said, I'm going to pick that Bible up and I'm just going to turn to whatever page. I don't even care. You know, I was taunting or whatever. But it went to Jeremiah and it said, why is my pain unending? Why are you to me like a brook that never ceases? It's basically, why don't you listen to me, God? And it says, then the Lord said, if you return to me, I'll restore you and I'll make you my mouthpiece. And so I said, I guess you're trying to tell me I need to talk to these guys, you know. And I walked out and everybody that knew me, I said, guys, I'm supposed to tell you about Jesus while I'm here. For 2 months solid, I talked to everybody about God. And we had 22 guys in the pod, 21 out of the 22 gave their hearts to God. And I said, you know what, I'm going to do country music, but this is the way I can reach people. It doesn't matter that I'm doing country music as long as I'm being a witness, because I'm going out to the highways and the hedges like Jesus said to do. So I used to take a lot of flack for that, man, and I used to let that get me down so bad. But then I just remember being in that jail cell, and it was like God put me there for a reason. I mean, a bad reason at first, but, you know, in the end, God got the glory out of all of it. So, yeah, I mean, eventually it's going to come to a point where I'm doing Christian music again and stuff like that. But I love country music, and I feel like this is where I'm supposed to be, you know. And hopefully it'll pay off in the end, you know.
I want people to find you like I did through WLX. Oh, yeah. Like I said, I listen to classic country myself. And yeah. When I say classic, I grew up with Clint Black, Randy Travis, Travis Tritt. You know the names. Mm-hmm. They were big early 1990, late 80s.
Yep.
Paul Overstreet. We talked about Paul.
Oh, yeah. Paul's my mentor. Yeah.
love that guy. And he just celebrated a 68th birthday, I believe. We tried to help him celebrate last week. But I want you to share how people can connect with you, Corey.
Well, you can go to CoreyLane.com. It's CoreyLane.com. You can just type in my name on Google or Facebook, Instagram, anything like that. I do have a show coming up May the 20th here in Pulaski. It's at the Star Theater. You can go to the Star Theater website. You can go to my Facebook and stuff like that. It's on there. So
I'll try to be there for you.
Cool, man.
I'll show up.
Awesome, man. Thank
Absolutely.
You. And we got a special guest coming. I'll just say she's on Larry's Country Diner, and she's kind of funny. So,
okay.
she's a good friend of mine. So,
Corey, it's been a pleasure to be able to talk with
Same
you today.
Here, man.
Let's do it again sometime, okay? That
sounds good. Sounds really
Folks,
good.
Folks, we've been coming to you from Legends in Pulaski. Corey Lane. Check it out. CoreyLane.com. That's CoreyLane.com. Check his music out. I hope you've enjoyed this conversation. When we come back, I'm going to take you over to Eva, Alabama, to Bobby's Restaurant, and we're going to talk to Christy Williams, sister of Jason Simpson, about her experience on the Wheel of Fortune. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Let's take tonight and be real with ourselves.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week except Sunday for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Welcome to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Bobby's Restaurant in Eva, Alabama. I have a very special guest with me today. Some of you saw her on television not too long ago as she was a contestant on Wheel of Fortune. Pat Sajak, Vanna White, all those folks. That's a lot of fun. And just to get it out of the way, Christy is Jason Simpson's sister, my chief meteorologist, the guy I listen to when it comes to the weather. And I want you to pay attention to the weather tomorrow because the weather is not supposed to be pleasant. High winds, possible tornadoes, so keep an eye out for that. I shared Jason Simpson's weather report on the Mark White Show, so be looking for that throughout the day. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Christy Williams.
Hi, it's so nice to be here. I'm just honored that you would have me.
Thank you for being an educator, first off.
Thank you. I appreciate your work as a teacher. Thank you.
You are in the elementary school at Holly Pond.
Yes, I teach kindergarten through fifth grade PE, so... It's a zoo. It's fun, though.
So you can kind of pick out which age is the calmest or which one do you prefer, K through five? They change a little bit from that point.
They change, but I get to see everybody, so I get to watch them grow up. And yes, that's the part that's really neat, because I tell them all the time, I'm like, I helped raise you, so anything good you do, I get to help take credit for.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Born and raised in Holly Pond?
Absolutely. That's where I went to school. I've never lived anywhere else.
But you went to college somewhere.
I did. I went to Wallace State.
Okay.
And then I went to Athens State, but I traveled, and then I got my master's from the University of Alabama, but again, I traveled to Gadsden to get that, so yeah.
Very cool. So even at Wallace State, you stayed close to home.
Yeah, I sure did.
You're just a home girl.
I am a home girl. I am a home girl. Wouldn't change a thing.
That's great. And you had the opportunity to be on Wheel of Fortune, which a lot of people would love to have done that. My grandmother, it was her favorite program.
Yes.
She had signed up for when you were at home that there were prizes to win?
Yes.
And they would call out, and she hoped that it would be her one day.
Yeah.
She's no longer with us, but that was her favorite show. And I loved watching it with her, watching Wheel of Fortune. And I know Jason, when he posted about you, he alluded to the fact that you all played a lot of games growing up.
We did. I have always loved games. I love board games. I love watching game shows on TV. Always have. And I raised my son on Wheel of Fortune. That's, you know, a good way to teach letters and spelling and reading and even money, math, without even realizing that he was learning. So we have been raised on game shows and Wheel of Fortune, and that's my favorite one. That was like a dream. First one I ever applied for, and thankfully I got picked to be on the show, so it was awesome.
You alluded to your son being here, 11-year-old Nicholas.
Yes.
He's here beside you on the Mark White Show right now.
He sure is, and I want to say hi to my husband, Brad. He's at work right now. But yes, they were my biggest cheerleaders throughout all this. Nicholas is the reason I even applied. Had it not been for him, I never would have done it. I, you know, as a teacher and as a mom, you're always telling your children, you can do it. Yes, you can. I don't want to hear I can't win the spelling bee, or I can't, you know, make a 3-point shot or whatever. And so I'm always like cheerleading for them. And he kept saying, Mom, please apply for this show. And I kept thinking, but I can't. And I realized that what kind of example am I setting if I don't just try to put myself out there?
Yes.
So I did. And it was all because of him.
Nicholas, let's bring you into the conversation, okay? Nicholas, welcome to the Mark White Show, buddy.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. How proud were you of your mom when she registered to be on the Wheel of Fortune?
Well, I was just really proud of her. I, to be honest, I asked her so many times, I didn't think she would do it.
What made you want her to be on that show so badly?
Because we watched Wheel of Fortune as we were growing up, and she was so good at it at home, and that's what made me want her to do it.
So you all watch it together?
Yes, we do.
That sounds like what I was doing with my grandmother who raised me. She was like my mother, and so I watched it with her, and I loved getting the puzzles right, especially when it was just in early in the letters, and I'd say, I know that one, and I would say it, and she, oh, I guess that's right. And then we'd wait a few minutes, and then, hey, we got it. So it really does come down to the wheel, though, on that game,
because as good
as you may be with being able to figure it out, you're depending on that wheel to fall on the right
Right? Yeah, there's a lot of luck that goes into it as well. There was one puzzle I remember that I knew it, but I had already lost my turn. I can't remember if I hit lose a turn or I don't know. Maybe I guessed the wrong letter. And then I thought, oh, no, I know it. And it just never got back around to me. So part of it is the wheel. The lady beside me, bless her heart, she hit bankrupt and lose a turn lifted up that wedge. And it was, you know, she was hoping for 10,000 and it was bankrupt. So
bless her
heart. Really, all three of us didn't have a whole lot of luck because nobody landed on anything really big, but we were all just glad to be there, especially me.
A few of the people who posted comments after I shared that you were on Wheel of Fortune, they said you did really good.
Yes.
And they were talking about it first, that you were on a streak at the start.
I did. I was in the lead. I did the first two toss-ups. And so I was like, yay, which I was going to be happy with $1,000. You know, that's what you get just for coming on the show. I was like, oh my goodness, I made it. But I was like, yay. And so, you know, we kept going. And then I think I got the next puzzle as well. And so I was in the lead for a while, and then Natalie won the trip to Mexico. I think it was Mexico. And then she ended up winning in the end. But yay for her. I got to go on the show.
That's
right.
How much time do you get to spend with, say, Pat and Vanna to get to meet them and talk to them much?
There was not a lot of time. Vanna came in before we ever started taping. They tape a whole week's worth of shows in one day. And we were all in this. We were actually in the Jeopardy studio. That's where they take you to go over all the rules and all the paperwork. And so she stopped by on her way in and talked to us, you know, and we were just like, oh my goodness, it's Vanna. She was so sweet. And then we actually went outside to take a break. And so we were all standing out there. And there's a gate at Sony where the cars are coming in, you know, just people are coming in. That's the gate we came through. And this little red car pulls up and the guy rolls down the window and I don't really think anything about it. And it's Pat Sajak. And he's like, what are y'all all doing here? And we were just like, oh my goodness, it's Pat Sajak. So, but there wasn't a whole lot of one-on-one time. Mm-hmm. But they were both so, so kind. So kind. Yeah.
I tried out for Deal or No Deal.
Oh, yay.
They had come to Huntsville several years ago, yeah, and you could try out. And they had a table of people that they asked us some questions. At the end of it, the gentleman who was organizing that said, I need to get some more information from you. You forgot to do this or whatever.
Yeah.
And everybody else left, and they said, okay, you're moving on to the next level.
Oh, wow.
It was to not upset, I guess, everybody. Like, why didn't I get chosen?
Yes.
That he said,
yes,
we got more information to
exactly
get from you. So we made it to the second level, and Cora went with me, and we were on the second level at Deal or No Deal. So the process, I'm getting to this, the process is longer sometimes than people think, and then when it's recorded, it's played later,
yes,
than people might think. It's not live.
Yes.
It's not that it happened just last week.
Right.
It's been a while ago.
It was. I actually applied in August, so I had to send in a video, and I filled out the application in August, and then in November, I got my first email saying, we want to do a virtual audition, and I was over the moon for that, because, you know, the odds of that are not very high, so I did two different virtual auditions, and they both were so kind. Felicia was the first one I worked with. She was so, so sweet, and, they both said, both ladies were like, okay, if you don't hear anything in a year, you can apply again. And I was just like, okay. And I was just thrilled. I was just thrilled. And so my last audition was on Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And then on Friday that same week, I got an email saying, we want you to come to LA in like 10 days. And so I was like, oh my goodness, I don't know that I can get there in 10 days. But we did.
That's
we
on found your a dime? Way.
Yes, it is on you. You have to pay for your transportation,
yes,
there. They do let you have a discounted hotel rate, so that helped a lot. But yeah, you do have to pay your way there. But actually, I mean, the process for me went pretty fast, surprisingly. I never dreamed it would happen. But we made it work. But yeah, you were talking about the paperwork, even though the guy wasn't serious. My husband said it's almost like applying for a mortgage, all the paperwork you have to go through to
so
be
true
on these shows. And so I didn't tell a whole lot of people because I was afraid something would fall through.
Right.
Like they would find some kind of something in the contract, you know, that I didn't do or that I had done wrong or, you know, so I didn't want anybody to know till I was actually spinning that
That's
wheel.
Smart.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And word was getting out pretty quick once Jason,
yes,
shared, because,
yes,
he has so many people following him.
Yes.
And he shared about you being on the show.
Yes.
And I was excited for you.
Yes, thank you.
Having somebody local.
Yes.
And if you noticed, there was a gentleman from Huntsville who was a firefighter,
yes,
that was on the program recently.
Yes, yes.
So within just a few miles of each other, two Alabamians.
Isn't that cool?
On Wheel of Fortune. Very cool. Because I thought about that. I thought, well, we just had a firefighter from,
yeah,
Huntsville.
Yeah.
And now we have Christy.
Yep. Yep.
In Holly Pond.
In Holly Pond, but I never dreamed it would happen. So I'm so blessed. I was just so thankful. And everybody there, I was so afraid, being the small town girl that I am, that I would get to California and people would just be like, you know. But they were all so nice, especially everybody at Sony, everybody at Wheel of Fortune. So, so kind, so helpful. I mean, when win or lose, they're like over the moon for you. When our show was over, or when my part of the show was over, since I didn't go to the bonus round, they took us to the back to a room to watch the other ladies finish the show. And those hair and makeup people were just clapping for us. And like, they genuinely care.
Did
about
you feel
you,
really special?
Opposed, yeah, they made me feel like,
yes,
a movie star, you know. And so I can't say enough about my experience. And plus in LA, every store we went in, every restaurant, everybody was so nice. I just was scared that, you know.
You're a Southern girl.
Yes. It, and now they did ask me. Everybody was like, now, where are you from? And I said, Alabama. And they said, I thought so. But and now my husband had trouble in drive-thrus. Every time he went through a drive-thru, they could not understand what
oh,
he
no.
was saying. But we made it, and it was just wonderful. It was a dream come true.
Well, so. I have a friend, Alan Lohr, who has a program, KONG, outside of Los Angeles, mm-hmm, where they air my Make a Difference Minute every day of the week,
yeah,
7 days a week.
Yeah.
So they get to hear this Southern voice,
oh, yay,
seven times a week. So they're getting used to Alabama,
right,
at least on KONG, Munster
That's
Rock.
Right. That's right.
You know, I'm excited to have you on the program, and I appreciate, again, your service as a teacher.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you were able to fulfill this dream, yes. And thank you, Nicholas, for encouraging yes. your mom to do this.
Yes.
It sounds like it was a successful venture and something that lights up her face when you see her talking about it.
It was.
Christy, so glad to have you on the program
thank
today.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Folks, you've heard two great interviews today, Corey Lane and Christy Williams. And I hope that you'll share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. I've been coming to you from Bobby's Restaurant in Eva, Alabama. Give them a try. I love Bobby's Restaurant, and I think you will too. Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you will follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Push out a friendly heart when they go passing by. Who live and love in my hometown.